Welcome to the Harmony Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie.
And I'm Janelle Davis. Hey, Wendy, have you ever heard of Gregor Josef Werner?
Nope, never heard of him.
Me neither. At least not until a recording came across the Harmonia desk at the station here. I have in front of me a 2012 Challenge Classics release of Ars Antiqua Austria, playing music by Gregor Werner. As it turns out, he's a pretty interesting guy, and he wrote some pretty interesting music, too.
Well then, please do introduce him to me.
Werner was a composer of the late Baroque. Born 8 years after Bach, he spent most of his professional life as Kapellmeister in the Esterházy court, taking up that position in 1728. He remained there in some capacity, at least, until he died. In fact, between 1761 and 1766, an elderly Werner and a very youthful Haydn worked alongside each other at the Esterházy court. There's a juicy story here, but should we hear a taste of Werner's music first?
Ooh, I'm already thinking Mozart and Salieri, but yes, please, let's hear something.
Okay, well, Werner had a long-standing interest in sacred music, so here's some of a cantilena scored for tenor with two muted violins, two shalomo, organ, and violone. First taste of Werner. What did you think, Wendy?
Lovely. A lovely story about Mary. But story about Werner, Janelle. I can't stand the suspense.
Okay. Well, yes, a little Esterházy drama here. Sacred music occupied Werner at the end of his life and the last few years of his court service. But his appointment in 1728 put Werner in charge of all of the music at the Esterházy court. That is, until Joseph Haydn came along. Remember that Werner and Haydn overlapped at the Esterházy court between 1761 and 1766?
Yes.
Right. Well, Werner had been top dog since his 1728 appointment. But in 1761, the Esterházy family, obviously wanting some new blood, hired 29-year-old Josef Haydn to take over the primary duties of the orchestra and all secular musical events. They limited Werner's musical duties to just the church music, imposing a kind of semi-retirement on him, even though the Esterházy family allowed him to retain his title of top Kapellmeister.
I can imagine that did not feel great to Werner after a lifetime of service to the Esterházy family. It sounds like they hired the trendy young Haydn to help them stay musically on the cutting edge.
In a nutshell, yeah, that's right. Werner was on the tail end of the late Baroque, but was set staunchly in his compositional ways, and his music adhered to strict contrapuntal textures. But the times, they were a-changin'. By the mid-18th century, a new musical language was emerging. The classical style, with a simpler texture, often a single melody set over an accompanimental figure. Haydn had embraced the new classical language. Werner had not. In fact, Werner was adamantly opposed to the new style, at least in the hands of Haydn. Werner engaged in some pretty rancorous name-calling, referring to Haydn diminutively as Gesangelmacher, or a little song maker, and as a Modehansel, that is, a fashion lackey of sorts, a slave to the musical trends of the day.
Ooh, juicy.
Well, the two made do with the arrangement for several years, until 1765, when Werner finally just got so fed up with Haydn that he filed a complaint in a letter to Prince Esterházy. Werner accused Haydn of being slack, negligent, and lazy in his management of the court performers, the instrument collection, and the music archives. Werner also faulted Haydn with being overindulgent with expenditures and letting the Esterházy's once fine musical establishment that he himself had worked so hard to build and maintain just go to pieces.
Oh, this keeps getting better. What was the prince's response?
The prince issued an official document reprimanding Haydn.
Wow, that sounds serious, but I noticed the prince did not fire Haydn. Sounds a bit like an attempt to appease Werner.
And actually, for us, it's a good thing. Maybe as a way to disprove the accusations of laziness, Haydn started keeping a thematic catalog that documented all of his own compositions. And it's because of this catalog that we know so much about the content and chronology of Haydn's output, especially his early manuscript works leading up to the late 1770s.
Wow, so in the end, it was lucky for us.
That's right. And you know, all things considered, I think Haydn handled things pretty well. Whatever their personal difficulties may have been, it seems like Haydn respected Werner and his compositions. As late as 1804, Haydn was still thinking about Werner. Haydn took 6 fugues from Werner's oratorios, arranged them for string quartet, and had them published. The title page of the publication indicated that Haydn edited the pieces, quote, out of a particular esteem towards the famous master. That would be Werner. Those pieces are all included on the recording. Here's one.
That's interesting. It sounds a little bit as if Haydn is trying to appease Werner, too. But it's very striking to hear music in that older contrapuntal style in the context of a string quartet configuration. Come to think of it, kind of like hearing Art of Fugue done by a string quartet.
Yes, and it wouldn't take too much to imagine that same music working very well, maybe even as a Corelli concerto grosso type, with a harpsichord continuo and the whole bit.
Cool idea, Janelle. The rhythms and imitative writing and suspensions all feel a lot like Corelli. And what an interesting way to update Werner by throwing his music stylistically backwards.
I wonder if the ensemble ever considered adding Corelli-type ornaments to these pieces. We didn't hear the slow introduction to this fugue, but I just wonder.
Yes, good point. Well, at any rate, the ensemble performs with impeccable intonation, don't you think?
That's for sure. And there's nowhere for the performers to hide either, because you'd be hard-pressed to find even a tiny wiggle of vibrato from any of the string players.
Very impressive, if just a tiny bit weird. Hey, I think we should do a future podcast all about vibrato.
Definitely. Did I mention that Werner was born in Vienna? Though he never subscribed to a more modern 18th century classical style, we do get a taste of another side of him on this recording. Every now and then, there's a folksy element to his writing that one can only imagine comes from his Austrian roots. Here's a pastoral for 2 violins.
The character of that piece is certainly in stark contrast to Werner's other pieces that we've heard. From everything I've heard, Werner certainly deserves some attention and deserves to be pulled out of Papa Haydn's shadow, so thanks to Ars Antiqua of Austria. We hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the Harmonia Early Music Podcast and enjoyed this little taste of music by a composer you may never have even heard of.
It's exciting, isn't it? It just goes to show how much there is out there that's yet to be discovered.
It sure does. If you'd like to find out more about this recording, just visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org.
While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, or visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. I'm Janelle Davis.
And I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.